Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 21. Beowulf spake, Bairn of Ecgtheow, sorrow not, sage, it beseems us better friends to avenge than fruitlessly mourn them. Each of us all must his end abide in the ways of the world, so win who may glory ere death. When his days are told, that is the warrior's worthiest doom. Rise, O realm warder, ride we anon and mark the trail of the mother of Grendel. No harbor shall hide her. Heed my promise, enfolding a field or forested mountain or floor of the flood, let her flee where she will. But thou this day endure in patience, as I ween thou wilt, thy woes each one. Leaped up the greybeard, God he thanked, mighty lord, for the man's brave words. For Hrothgar soon a horse was saddled, wave-maned steed, the sovereign wise stately rode on. His shield-armed men followed in force. The footprints led along the woodland, widely seen, a path o'er the plain where she passed and trod the murky moor. Of men-at-arms she bore the bravest and best ones dead, him who with Hrothgar the homestead ruled. On then went the Aethling born, o'er stone cliffs, steep and straight defiles, narrow passes and unknown ways, headlands sheer, and the haunts of the Nacors. Foremost he fared, a few at his side of the wiser men, the ways to scan, till he found in a flash the forested hill, hanging over the hoary rock, a woeful wood. The waves below were dyed in blood. The Danish men had sorrow of soul, and for scoundings all, for many a hero 'twas hard to bear, ill for earls when Ashkera's head they found by the floor on the foreland there. Waves were welling. The warriors saw, hot with blood, but the horns sang off battle-song bold. The band sat down and watched on the water worm-like things, sea-dragons strange that sounded the deep, and Nicors that lay on the ledge of the ness, such as often essay at hour of morn on the road of sails their ruthless quest, and sea-snakes and monsters, these started away, swollen and savage, that song to hear, that war-horn's blast. The warden of Geats, with bolt from bow, then balked of life of wave-work, one monster amid its heart, went the keen war-shaft in water it seemed less doughty in swimming whom death had seized. Swift on the billows, with boar-spears well-hooked and barbed, it was hard beset, done to death and dragged on the headland wave-roamer wondrous. Warriors viewed the grisly guest. Then girt him Beowulf in martial mail, nor mourned for his life, his breastplate broad and bright of hues, woven by hand should the waters try, well could it ward the warrior's body, that battle should break on his breast in vain, nor harm his heart by the hand of a foe. And the helmet, white, that his head protected, was destined to dare the deeps of the flood. Through wave-whirlwind 'twas wound with chains, decked with gold, as in days of yore. The weaponsmith worked it wondrously, with swine-form set it, that swords nowise brandished in battle could bite that helm. Nor was that the meanest of mighty helps which Hrothgar's orator offered at need. Hrunting, they named the hilted sword of old-time heirlooms easily first. Iron was its edge, all etched with poison, with battle-blood hardened, nor blenched it at fight in hero's hand who held it ever, on paths of peril prepared to go to folkstead of foes. Not first time this it was designed to do a daring task, for he bore not in mind the Baron of Ecglaf, sturdy and strong, that speech he had made, drunk with wine, now this weapon he lent to a stouter swordsman. Himself, though, durst not under welter of waters wager his life as loyal liegeman. So lost he his glory, honor of earls. With the other not so, who girded him now for the grim encounter. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.